All of it. Oh, have you ever? How about your social contacts? So in Noonan, have you belonged to any organizations or clubs?
Never joined nothing but the Baptist Church. Made such a sorry member till I didn't go any farther.
I see. And have you traveled much?
No farther than I could drive. I've never had any opportunity to travel.
I see. Where? How far have you been outside of the?
Oh, I ran up to Memphis and Nashville, about as far as I've ever been.
I see. And was that just on a vacation?
Huh?
On a vacation? Were you there on business or?
Oh, it was just for fun. We went up there to National Dairy Show.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I was a livestock breeder.
Yeah.
We went up there to National Dairy Show.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a nice time for the show. And it was 4 hours wet. Sitting there having a wonderful time at the show, there's a lady from Mississippi sat by me on the left, and I was having a good time. These boys were on the right, and lo and behold, she mentioned Newland. I always mention Newland, Georgia. It's a pretty well-known town.
Sure.
And she hit the ceiling, said she did despise this town. She was going through here one time, and the policeman got him for speeding or something and charged him $10 or something like that. And she found, hey, did that woman dried up like a just like that. And we've been enjoying the show.
Is that right? That's funny. That's too bad.
We boys went there and they couldn't get a room that night in the hotel. And I was a little blabbermouth. And Homer said, we can go and sleep in the car. I had no intention of it. I said, I didn't come from Newland, Georgia here. I'm going to stay in. I'm inside this house. It's getting cold. And that hotel man will head and fix up a little, send some folks and get one of these little parlors up there and have a little room. And they put us down four beds. And so we spent the night there at one of those hotels in Memphis.
I see. Now, look, why don't we get started with some of this and...
good for now, Slim. Go ahead. I'll go along with you.
Okay, fine. Now, there'll be all different kinds of things, but just remember that this is in no way any kind of a test or anything. It's simply a matter of getting your natural, speech.
It's a matter of analysis. This is a problem, and you will go analyze it.
Right, okay.
Well, I'm stating the facts.
Okay, that's fine. Now, what would you call that right over here? This part of this, right here.
I call that the hall.
Okay, and the smoke would go up the...
Huh?
The smoke in here, in the fireplace, would go up the...
Up the chimney.
Yeah, and in a fireplace, those two metal things that hold the wood in place.
Yeah, andirons.
Yeah, did you ever call them anything else?
Me?
Yeah.
Never called them andirons. Some folks call them dogs.
Okay. What, any particular kind of people call them dogs?
Hmm?
Do you associate that with any particular kind of people who call them dogs or just...
No, I wouldn't say that.
I see. Would your father call them dogs, for example?
We call them andirons. We didn't vary.
Okay. And the clock over there is up on the what?
Hmm?
What do you call this?
I call that a mantelpiece.
Okay. And in a fireplace, a large piece of a tree that you'd burn in there, what would you call that?
That's called a log of wood.
Okay. And what do you call resinous pieces of wood for starting a fire?
Chips.
Yeah, or the kind with a lot of pitch in it, or